Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. 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 We want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are indeed grateful to be live on tonight. Amen. We are indeed grateful, people of God. We're grateful that you have come to join us on tonight. We want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Go ahead and invite a couple of people, if you will. Invite, if you will. Tell them to come on in. Tell them that truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're rejoicing in it. I say we're rejoicing in it. Amen. Yes. So we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people on tonight. Invite. People of God, we want you to invite on tonight. Invite the people to come. Invite them to come and share in the word on tonight. We are so grateful for what God has done, what God is doing. And I tell you, people, God is always saying, the Lord has done and is doing us well. We're so grateful for that. We're so very grateful for that on tonight. I want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come on and be with us on tonight. Amen. Invite, if you will. Glory be to God. We are, amen, people of God. Listen, you know, I always get excited about the Sabbath of the Lord. We have entered into the Sabbath, people of God, that time where we stop and we observe, we reflect on all that the Lord has done for us in this week, in this month, in this year, in this half of year. The time for us to reflect and look back and say, Lord, you did this. Lord, you did that. And that was good. And I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. So we just thank God on tonight. Listen, while you're coming in, just think back. Think on the goodness of the Lord and all that the Lord has done for you. While you're coming in, just think back. Think back. You don't have to go far. Just think back. Amen. Just think. Just think back on just a couple of things of what God has done, how he's brought you out. Listen, and don't be selfish. Don't be selfish in it. Think of what he's done for your family. Think of what he's done for your coworkers, your friends. Think on these things and just give God a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a, God, I thank you. God, I bless you. Just give it up, people of God. Just give it unto him. Amen. In this time, in this celebratory time. Amen. This is the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. I never will forget when we went over to Israel. And we got there, people of God, we got there on the eve. We got there on a Friday. And I never will forget. And I often like to say this because it's such a beautiful thing. But we got there on that Friday, and the people began to rush us. They were rush, because they were getting ready to shut down. Even the hotels, the concierge desk. They shut down, people of God, on Friday. So whatever you don't have in your room, whatever is broken on Friday Eve, if it's not done by Friday at 6 o'clock, you can hang it up. You can hang it up. That's how sacred, amen, they hold and sing the Sabbath day. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. We get excited. Amen. Glory to God. As always, we do get very, very excited for the Sabbath. Amen. It just, again, gives us the time to reflect, gives us the time to give God thanks, give us the time to give God praise. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Invite on tonight. Invite. Amen. Invite on tonight.
The recording has started.
God, invite, if you will. Invite, invite, invite on tonight. Tell the people to come and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We are live on Friday nights. People of God, Friday nights, Monday nights. Amen. Sunday night, Monday night, we are live. Amen. So we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Tell them that they will be blessed. Amen. Assure them that there's a word from the Lord for them. Amen. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. We're grateful for our speaker tonight. Amen. Our longstanding speaker, our longstanding commitment to be a part of the PNN. We thank God on tonight for the man of God on this night, none other than Minister Craig Cannon, people of God, coming to us by way of Applied Word Ministries there in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. We're so grateful for him. Thank God for him taking time. Amen, Jesus, to come and be with us. Yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. Amen. For his longstanding commitment. We just want to thank God, people of God, on tonight. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Thanking God tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. And thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle on this night, Senior Apostle Huggins. Thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Our presiding bishop as well as my pastor. Just giving God thanks and giving God praise. Glory be to God. Giving him praise for all he's done. Giving him praise for what he's done. Amen. Giving him praise for what he's done on this line. Thanking him on tonight for our advisors. Thanking God on tonight for our prayer warrior, our scripture reader. And people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you tonight. We are grateful. We're so grateful that you have elected to join us on tonight. People of God, we want you to get your pen and your pencil, your paper, your pad. Glory to God. Get your phone, whatever you need. Amen. To hear and to jot down what thus saith the Lord unto you on tonight. We want you to get it. We want you to get all of it. Amen. We want you to get every bit of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank God again on tonight. People of God, we want you to get your hearts and your minds ready on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have a young man, of course, as already forestated. He loves the Lord. We thank God for him. Thank God for his life, his dedication, and all that God is doing in his life. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for him on tonight. Amen. People of God, we want you to, at this time, bring your hearts and your minds in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Glory be to God. Amen. As we approach the throne of grace on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a sweet melody, amen, in my heart on tonight that says, without God, I could do nothing, and without God, I would fail, and without God, I would be drifted, oh, like a ship without a sail, and without God, I could do nothing. And without God, I would perish. And without God, I would be driven like a ship without a sail. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Without you, Lord, we would be nothing. Without you, we would surely fail. My God, without you, we would be drifted, truly like a ship without a sail. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we come on this night to lift your name, to lift your name on high. We come on tonight, oh God, to give you glory, all of the glory that is due unto your name. Father, we come on tonight bringing a heart of thanksgiving, thanksgiving in our hand, thanksgiving in our feet, thanksgiving in our heart and in our spirit on tonight. Father, we just want to thank you for truly you've been good to us. You've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. You've been better to us, glory be to God, hallelujah, because you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And Father, tonight we just want to come and say thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for your divine covering. Thank you for keeping us. Glory to God. Thank you for keeping us under the shadow of your wings. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we thank you on this night. Glory to God. We're thanking you for covering. Thanking you for covering, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for in your covering. Father, we're thanking that you brought down every wile of the enemy. Every thought of the enemy, Father, you brought it down by your anointing. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for your life, oh God, for your life that you gave. Father, you gave it for us. And for this, we want to tell you, thank you, Master. Thank you on tonight. Father, thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for giving your life. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that you didn't come down off the cross. But we thank you on tonight, oh God, that you carried our sins. You bore our sins, oh God. And we thank you tonight. Glory be to God that you died. And glory to God, you went down into hell and you led captivity captive. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. For in that, oh God, we have freedom. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for freedom. Oh, glory to God. We're thanking you on this night. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you've liberated us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your liberty on tonight. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, for giving us liberty in our mind, liberty in our soul, liberty in our spirit. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, Master, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We thank you, oh, God, that you purchased us. You purchased us with your blood. And for this, we thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even as you died, Father, you rose and you yet reign. And you're Lord of lords. And you're King of kings. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for you are the great I am. And we'll thank you on this night. Father, you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, author and the finisher of our faith. And for this, we thank you. Father, we bless you tonight. We honor, we glorify you tonight. Father, we bless your name this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh God, even as we've assembled ourselves in this place, Father, we say, have your way tonight. Father, have your way tonight. Have your way, oh God, oh tonight. Father, think of your anointing. Father, rain upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your anointing on tonight to break every yoke, to sever every chain of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your anointing tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, to revelate mine in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your anointing tonight. Oh, God, to give us direction in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Father, do it this night. Let us not leave this place the same in that precious name. Oh, God, tonight, tonight. Oh, God, cause an effectual change, glory to God, to be within every one of us this night in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come on tonight, we come yielded unto you. Oh, glory to God, we yield, and we say, have your way, oh God, have your way tonight, have your way in us, glory to God, have your way through us, have your way with us, have your way among us tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, overturn tonight, uproot tonight, every plan of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, uproot, oh, God, annihilate on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Oh, God, for you came to set the captives free. Oh, God, set free tonight. Father, set free tonight. Oh, Father, set free tonight. Oh, God, even in the secret places. Father, set free tonight. Father, for you set your word. You set your word and you healed. You set your word and delivered. You set your word. Oh, glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, you set your word. You take your word, and we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead your blood tonight. And glory to God. Oh, God, we saturate tonight every home. We saturate tonight every room. We saturate it in your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we bring under arrest everything that's not of thee. We bring under arrest everything that's not like thee. We bring it under arrest in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And we say, glorify, Father, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself among us tonight. Glorify yourself. Cause your will, your righteous will, your holy will, cause it to be done. Cause your will, oh, glory, your will, oh, God. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, tonight, oh God, tonight, oh God, we're asking you, oh God, to move in healing. Father, tonight, tonight, somebody desires a closer walk. Oh God, tonight, tonight, somebody is in need of provision. Oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, and we're thanking you tonight. Oh God, you will provide, and we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. In that precious name, oh, glory be to God. Father, somebody tonight seeks a closer walk. Father, we say sanctify. Father, sanctify in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, sanctify. Oh, God, sanctify. Take up your coals, oh, God, from the altar. Oh, God, and sanctify tonight in the name of Jesus. Sanctify the atmosphere. Sanctify us, oh, God. Sanctify, oh God, these living vessels in the name of Jesus. Father, sanctify. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, God, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Oh, God, some tonight. Oh, God, come seeking your peace. Oh, God, your peace, your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, cause your peace to rest in the hearts of your people. Cause your peace, oh, God, to rest in the minds of your people. Cause your peace, oh, God, to rest in the spirit of your people in great measure. Oh, God, those that keep, oh, God, their minds upon you. And, Father, we thank you tonight child. Oh, God, for your eyes are over the new. And we thank you on tonight. You're our righteousness. Oh, God, engulf us. Oh, God, overshadow us. Hey, woo, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, overshadow us, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you, glory to God. We're thanking you for your divine covering. For you are our Jehovah Nissi. And we're thanking you on Tabosa. We're thanking you on, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, for showing yourself strong. For showing yourself mighty. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, for you're the God of the whole earth. Ah, God, over every nation, you are Lord. And we exalt you on tonight. Father, we shall have your way. Oh, God, in the north, in the south, in the east, and the west. Father, have your way. Oh, God, cause there to be a shaking. Cause there to be a shaking. Woo, Jesus, do it tonight. Oh, Father, infinite, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for answers tonight. We're thanking you, oh, God, those on tonight that are seeking answers. Those on tonight, Father, speak to the heart. Speak to us tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the same. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. Oh, glory be to God. We're thanking you, oh, God, for your awesomeness. We're thanking you, oh, God, for covering the children. For covering the children all over the world. Thank you for covering the generations. Oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, we're asking you, glory to God. Cause us, huh? Oh, God, to be in the right place at the right time always. Cause us to be in the right place at the right time. Father, give us spiritual sensitivity. Cause us to hear your voice, uh-huh, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to feel your nudge in that precious name, oh God. Father, and we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for doing it all over the world in the body of Christ at large. Thank you, oh God, for blessing the families. Thank you for blessing marriages on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Ah, yes, Jesus. We thank you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you, for you are Lord. Oh, God, you are Lord. Oh, Father, you've risen. You've risen. Oh, God, with all power in your hand. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, help us now. Oh, God, to yield even the more to your will, that we may become one with you in all things. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We rest in it. We trust in you, oh, God. We trust in your word. And for this, we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, now hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. This we do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you, oh, God, to anoint your speaker tonight. Anoint the man of God. Father, have your way. Oh, God, breathe upon the word in his belly. Stir on tonight in thy name, oh, God. Have your way. Hey, have your way. Glory to God. Father, have your way. And for this, we thank you now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you for what you've done, for what you're about to do. We're thanking you for the manifestation of your power, manifestation of your grace. Father, we thank you tonight. Have your way now, we pray. Oh, God, we touch and agree as one. And for this, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. On tonight, glory to God. We bless God. On tonight, people of God, we bless him tonight. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. And now we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. And for those that are yet coming on, we just thank God for you. We want to let you know you're in the right place at the right time. You're in the right place at the right time. We thank God for our speaker on tonight, the man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Comes to us from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Applied Word Ministries. We thank God for him. Thank God for the ministry that he's placed within him for the body of Christ, for the people of God. People of God, our speaker tonight is none other than Minister Craig Cannon. Amen, Jesus. And before he comes, we're going to have our scripture reading. by Sister Mary Hollins. And right after Sister Hollins, our speaker, amen, will grace the platform. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Benjamin Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, PNN Bible, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 99, the first through the ninth verse. Lord, ring and let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Lord is great in Zion, and he is above all the people. Let them praise a great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loves judgment. Does judgment and righteousness and naked. Exalt ye the Lord our God, worship and footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests and Samuel among them called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloud of pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. They answered them, O Lord our God, I was a God that forgave them, that though thou took vengeance or the invention. Thou art the Lord our God, and worship as holy he is, for the Lord our God is holy. I have read to you the entire Psalms 99. God have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and do it for the total word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People of God, thank you for this opportunity to come again to speak unto you all. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I was really moved by the fact of thankfulness, and I agree with my sister who was talking about how we must thank God. We really need to thank God daily. And, you know, I just want to say a prayer of thankfulness to God. Father, I just want to express our thankfulness to you. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for our good friends and our family. Thank you for our job. In our homes. We acknowledge that all the gifts are from your hand, Lord. Forgive us for the things that we've taken granted. You are so good to us, Lord. Thank you most importantly, Lord, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for his closeness and his love, for him standing by us in the good times and the bad times. And even the ordinary times, he never fails. And we often do, but he never does. We thank you, Lord, that he doesn't give up on us. Father, we thank you that Christ, in his obedience, he died on the cross for us. He took away our sins to bring us back home to you, put us in right standing with you, in a right relationship with you, so that we can come to know you as your children. Father, thank you for the Bible, the written word of God, that points so clearly to Christ. Thank you for giving us such a deep sense of assurance, Lord, that you've given us through Jesus Christ personally. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us, who leads and guides us into all truth. Lord, we just appreciate you for everything that you have, you are, and you have done. Pray that our whole life would be an expression of gratitude and thankfulness to you. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. I thank God for every one of you all, and we're going to open this up tonight. With prayer, oh Father God, you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the first, you are the last. You are the author, finisher of our faith. You are everywhere, and you are in everything. And we come to you, Father, even though we're not always sure of how real you are. We come to you, Lord God. We're always amazed at what you've done and what you continue to do in our life. Father, even now, we are so guilty of being so unconcerned about the issues of life and eternity. We get so caught up into the things of life, such as, you know, watching TV and thinking about our jobs and our families and what food we want to cook and eat. Yet, Father, you are the Almighty God. You live on the inside of us. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You are the mystery beyond all mysteries. No one and no thing can compare to you. You're above all things, created all things, and you're in all things. You never fade, Lord God. Help us, Lord, as we continue in your word and continue to listen and meditate on your word, Lord God. Through this PNN network and through reading the Bible and the scriptures and through just listening to our heart as the Holy Spirit speaks the word to us, Lord, help us to know you more deeply and to trust you fully and to follow you more closely. Thank you, Father. We don't always get there, but we always know that you are with us. And thank you that Jesus died on the cross for us to bring us back to you. We give all our glory and all our honor and all our praise, all honor, all glory, and all praise to you, for you and you alone, for the God Almighty. And help us to follow you for the rest of our life, in Jesus' name. Well, people of God, thank you for once again another opportunity to come before you tonight. And if you have your Bibles, you know, God has been dealing with me about going back and making sure that I stick with things because God declared the end from the beginning. He declared the end from the beginning. And I want you all to remember this and write this down. Everything God's going to do, he's already done. That's why Jesus said, it is finished. Jesus is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Everything in your life that you're looking for, you can find in the Word of God. Everything is in there. Every situation, every circumstance that you can encounter. This book is alive. These words are alive. These words teach us how to live in life and how to conduct ourselves in life. All we have to do is follow it. This book is the user manual for our life. And that's what God created it to be. And all we have to do is get in it and stay in it and stick with it. God can speak to us many ways. He can speak to us through dreams. He can speak to us through visions. He can actually speak a voice just out of the blue and say something. I think a lot of times he don't speak to us that way. It's because it would possibly scare us. But throughout the scriptures, we see where God speaks to people. God speaks to us, humans. We are human. God is other. We're made in his image, and we're made in his likeness. But he's not made in our image and our likeness. We're made in his. And we got to understand that God is other. And that's why God, when he created us, made us the way we are. So I want you to open up your Bibles right now, and I want you to let's go back to the book of Genesis. Let's start back in the book of Genesis. And we're going to be pulling out nuggets. The Lord wants me to really teach on, just teach again from the beginning, but just to pull out the nuggets and just go all the way through. That's been laid on my heart to really go through the Word of God. You know, Proverbs 4 says, in all you're getting, get understanding. That's what we have to do, get understanding of God's Word. So I remember we began teaching in Genesis 1, and that was primarily on creation. Some of you have heard it, and some of you will hear it again. And I would like to just pull out nuggets in Genesis as we begin to go through Genesis, fully through the book. I'm going to do a series just on Genesis and start going book by book, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, all the way through the Bible. The Bible contains 66 books. 66 books of God's word. 66 books to go through. 66 books to gain wisdom and understanding of who God is. Who God is and how we got to where we are. And we'll pick up in Genesis. Let's go through Genesis. I'm going to try to go through Genesis 1 through 4 and move pretty swiftly, but I'm going to cite certain nuggets I want you all to write down and just begin to meditate on certain things. And as we continue to go through the scriptures throughout the Bible, throughout the years to come, things will start making more sense to you. Things will start become put together. The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom as we go through it. So let's start in Genesis 1, and we're going to just read and just go through all the way up. As far as we can go, and we're going to pull nuggets out as we go. In the beginning, God. Stop. Everything begins with God, and everything will end with God. That's one thing you need to remember. Everything began with God, and everything's going to end with God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. One thing God did, he created. So right from the very first verse of the Bible, we know that God can create. And we also know that there were two things that God created. He created a heaven and he created the earth. We know that heaven is a place, the earth is a planet. Two things God did. Heaven is a place, the earth is a planet. And I think it's very interesting that God, in Genesis, is only talking about the earth, not talking about any of the other planets, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, talking about the earth and heaven. So the earth is a very special place to God. And throughout the scriptures, you'll find, I think there's a scripture in the Bible that says that the earth is like God's footstool. But he mentions the earth a lot in the scriptures, not much about other planets, but about the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, something has happened between verses 1 and 2. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. When you see that word, the deep, you think about water, and like an ocean, right? The deep, it's like an ocean. But it's interesting that this earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I personally believe, and this is just me, my opinion, from other studies, and you will see it regularly or see it similarly, it's almost as if the earth was underwater. If you think about it, the earth was underwater. And there are people that believe that something happened between Genesis 1 and 2, thousands of years. Because it's hard to believe that God is going to create something without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. Now let's watch this. So I want you all to put a picture in your head that here we got God and created heaven and earth in the beginning, but the earth is without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So imagine this formless earth is underwater. I want you all to get a picture of that. This formless earth is underwater. There's a mystery here. There's a mystery about this earth being on the water. Let's keep going. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Okay. We just introduced something. We just introduced the Holy Spirit. So now in the beginning, we see God the Father, and we see God the Holy Spirit. Right there. Right there in Genesis. Now, further on, as we go through the Bible, when we start getting up into 1 John, we're going to read a scripture that says, in the beginning, that's the same beginning we're talking about here, it's going to say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And further down in that same chapter, we're going to see it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Watch this, the glory of the only begotten Son. So the Word that was in the beginning, so we got God the Father in the beginning. God created, that's God the Father. God the Son in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God and the Word was God. That's Jesus. Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. So now you got God the Son in the beginning. And now you got God the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. That's the Holy Spirit. So all three are right there at the very beginning. And the Word bears that out. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Or what a lot of religious people say is the Trinity. The Trinity. So we've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in the beginning. Let's keep going. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of the waters. Look at that. Some of you all might be asking, how does he get the deep being something dealing with waters from the next scripture? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. See how brilliant God is. When God was inspiring these men to write these scriptures, these holy men of old, God was inspiring them. But they were literally putting the Word of God, the wisdom of God, on these pages. And God will open up our minds to see it as we draw closer to him. You will begin to see things, but the way you draw closer to God, you get in his scriptures, you get in his word, you read this book. You pray, you meditate, you read, you study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that is the scripture. But you get in this book. Don't just let it sit down the table. Don't just come and listen to other pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists, you know, tell you things. Yes, they are here as gifts to the body of Christ, for the edification of the body of Christ. But God also wants us to study to show ourselves approved. See, as you begin to study this word, when you hear somebody preaching it or teaching it, it's going to come even more alive to you because God's going to speak some things to you in private. And as they begin to preach to you in public, you're going to begin to understand some things that you never understood. You're going to begin to see some things that you've never seen. You're going to begin to know some things that you never knew because that's what the Word of God would do. It will change or basically it will renew your mind. It will renew your mind. And that's what God wants us to happen. Let's keep going. And God said, okay, wait a minute. Now let's stop. The reason I'm going piece by piece by piece, and I probably won't get through all four, but I want you all to see how important it is to just stop and slow down and pay attention and ask the question. I've asked God a lot of questions over the years as I was studying the Word. Because I go very slow and pause, and I ask him, what does that mean? Let's keep going. And God said, stop. So now we know God can create, verse 1. But we also know God can speak, verse 3. So here we got this being who can create, and we got this being who can speak. Okay? We also have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, there as well. And from 1 John, we know that Jesus is there as the Word. So we got this being who can create, we got this being who can speak. And what was the first thing God said? Look at the first thing God said. Let there be light. The very first thing God talks about is light. And I won't get any deeper than that because I remember asking God, I said, God, why light? That's something very special about light. Something very special about light. I'm going to tell you one thing about light, or three things about light. Here's something that light does. Light shines, light exposes, and light reveals. I'm going to say that again. Light shines, light exposes, and light reveals. If you're in a dark room, pitch black dark, you can't see what's in front of you, what's beside you, what's behind you, what's above you, and what's beneath you. You can't see it. You can reach out and touch it and feel it, but you still don't know what it is. But as soon as the light comes on, what does light do? It drives darkness out. And when it drives darkness out, how does it do that? It shines. When it shines, darkness has to flee. You all getting what I'm going with this? Darkness has to flee when that light comes in. See, people of God, we dwell in the light. People of Satan, they dwell in the darkness. We were once in the darkness until we were called into the marvelous, watch this, light. See, God drove out that darkness by shining, by exposing all this stuff that's in this room. Now I see what it is. Now I know what it is. Now I have an understanding of what it is. And revealing it. It shines, exposes, and reveals. That's why it's so important. This word, my words, they are spirits and they are life. This word is so powerful. This word is going to bring light. Bring light. I want you all to write that down. The word is going to bring light. There's a scripture in the Bible, too, and we're going to get there. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Come on now. And a light unto my path. Good God Almighty. You see what I'm saying? God knows what he's doing. And so we got this being who can create. We got this being who can speak. And the first thing he said is, let there be light. And right after that it says, and there was light. So God literally spoke, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke it, and there was light. Or he said it, and then he saw it. He said it, then he saw it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw. Stop. So we got this being who can create. We got this being who can speak. And now we got this being who can see. And God saw the light. See, a lot of times we think of God as being human. But God is not human. God is other. We are human. We're human beings. We're made in his image. Didn't say we were made like him. We're made in his image. Right now we're made in his image. Right now we're made in his image. But watch this. I keep quoting these things. I need to show it to you, but I don't want to be jumping back and forth. I always say there's a scripture. I'm going to have to show it to you. And when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But we ain't going to be like him until we see him. See, right now we're made in his image. Because God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, we're human beings. See, we have a spirit on the inside of us, and the Holy Spirit, that God blew his spirit on the inside of us in creation. You'll see that in Genesis. You're going to see when God created man, he blew in the nostrils of man. He blew his spirit in the nostrils of man. That's what he did. And he made this man out of the dust of the earth. We're going to get to that. Then it says he blew his breath through the nostrils, and man became a living soul. The God is a spirit. That's why, as I said, we are human beings because we are, we're spiritual beings living the human experience. We're not human beings living a spiritual experience. I don't know how else to put that. But the scriptures bear that out. So get out of your mind that God is human, because God is not human. God is other. Well, we know this being, that's what I keep calling a being, this being can create, this being can speak, and now we know this being can see. And God saw the light, that it was good. Look at that. God saw the light, that it was good. First time it's introducing the word good in the Bible. Good. Anytime you see a word of that's just being introduced to you, also, what I always do is I think about, okay, God don't just put anything in the Bible. He didn't just inspire these men to put these words just there. There, every word in the Bible has a purpose. Every single word has a purpose. And God purposed it. So I'm saying, okay, God, if light was good, to me that implies if something is good, then the opposite of that would be something would be bad. If something is light, then the opposite of that is something would be darkness. So if light is good, that means darkness must be bad. Y'all see the reasoning behind that? You got to look at the reasoning behind that. See? That's how brilliant God is. Just brilliant, just brilliant. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided. Stop. So we got a being who can create. This being can create. This being can speak. This being can see. And now we know this being can divide. Okay, divide. Let's think about that for a second. Division is a mathematical term, right? You have addition. You have subtraction. You have multiplication. And you have division. I want you all to think about that for a second. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. A lot of those same terms are used in the Bible, which tells me God has some sort of mathematical ability. And we'll get to that too. But the first thing he says here, God divided the light from the darkness. So we know this being can divide too. Okay, if this being can divide, has to be some intelligence there from a human standpoint. Of course, God is the ultimate intelligence, but he can divide? Okay. So he divided the light from the darkness. That's interesting. He divided the light from the darkness. Where did this darkness come from? Look back up there in verse 2. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So God is dividing this. He's dividing the light from the darkness. Keep going in verse 5. And God called. Stop again. God called. We got a being who can create, who can speak, who can see, who can divide, and now who can call. He can call. And a lot of you all might say, well, in our human mind, calling, of course he can call. If he can speak, then he can call, because to us, when you call somebody, you have to speak, right? I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I got to study it out, but I think it's a little bit deeper than that. But let's just say for now, yeah, of course God can call, but we're going to use that as another one of the things that this being, God, can do. And God called the light day. Now, this is interesting. He called the light day. So God is literally naming light called night. So now we know when we get day and night. God named them. The light is day, as we see in the mornings when we wake up and we go outside and we can, watch this. When we go outside, everything is shined upon, everything is exposed, and everything is revealed. In the daytime, or when it's light. But at nighttime, things are hidden. See? I go, it's nighttime where I'm at right now. I go outside, things are hidden. I can see some things, yes, because we have electricity to shine a little bit of light in this darkness. And even when we didn't have electricity, God says, you know what? I can't let it be completely dark on the earth at night, so I'm gonna create the moon. And you'll see that later. The moon is the ruler of the night, and the sun is the ruler of the day. He gave us a little bit of light at night because the moon can cast sometimes light. And he also gave us the stars also, which also shines a little light. But think about it for a moment. If we didn't have the moon and we didn't have the stars, it would be completely dark on this earth. And we didn't have electricity, of course. It would be completely dark. God gave us wisdom from electricity on how to create this so-called man-made light. Brilliant. God is brilliant. Let's keep going. And the evening and the morning, okay, wait a minute, stop. Look at that. We went from light to day, darkness to night, but now we have something called evening and we have something called morning. Two terms have just been introduced, evening and morning, for the first day. So I'm just going to say this. That's why I want you all to understand. God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this. You know, when I read that, I always questioned God. I said, okay, Lord, I see you put in it. I see right now you can divide, okay? So if you can divide somewhere down the line, I'm sure in this book, you're going to be multiplying. No, you're going to be multiplying. And then somewhere down the line, you're going to be adding. And you might even, I don't know about you going to subtract, but I'm sure something is going to subtract. It may not be you subtracting, but that's going to be there. The four functions in mathematics, addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication. See? We don't think about the Bible in terms of mathematics. But there's so much mathematics throughout the Bible. There's engineering throughout the Bible. There's archaeology throughout the Bible. There's law throughout the Bible. Everything that we have, everything that we find useful in our society came from the Word of God. And you shouldn't be surprised because it says in 1 John again, everything that was created by him and for him. There was nothing that wasn't created that wasn't created by the Word, created by the Word. Everything, everyone, it was created by the Word. And I can show it to you in these scriptures. The Holy Spirit will give it to you if you get in and start studying. He'll show it to you. But you got to pause. You got to slow down. You got to meditate. Meditate means you're turning it over. Meditate don't mean just sit down and cross your legs and like some religions do. They may call that meditation, but true meditation in God's Word is turning it over and over in your head, asking God questions. Just pause and saying, okay, Lord, wait a minute, now let's see here. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. So when I saw the evening and the morning was the first day, I asked God, I said, God, so are you saying that a day goes from evening to morning? Because if you look at our clock, okay, if a day goes from evening to morning, then to me that's like 12 hours. Well, we calculate a day as 24 hours, which means you go from one morning to the next morning. But wait a minute. God says the day goes from evening to morning. So could our calendar be wrong? I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. Because the scriptures clearly here says, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, a lot of people can say, well, you know, they may, you know, our calendar hadn't been invented then, you know, and this and that, and I can't counter that. I can't argue with that. But what I can come back and say is everything came from the Word. So if God defined the day as going from evening to morning, who are we to redefine it? We'll leave that alone because the Word is true. Let's stick with the truth. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and God said, now here go God, he's speaking again, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. All right, that word firmament, I had to look it up. That firmament is like it's like the sky, all right, the firmament in the midst of the waters. So what I believe, I want you all to get a picture of this. What I believe, I want you all to take a second and imagine this. Imagine you had a glass of water, and it was a big glass, and you could see through it from the outside. You see the water, it was full. And all of a sudden, you stuck a baseball in that water. And let's say that baseball was heavy enough that it could sink to the bottom, right? So that baseball is similar to like the earth. It got all this water around it, right? Except the difference in this, we can see the baseball in the water. So it's not really darkness, but you can see through it. But imagine that. And so now all of a sudden, let's say God says, you know what, I'm going to take a firmament, a piece of, I don't know how shall I say it, maybe not paper, but a piece of metal, and I'm going to separate the water above that baseball from the water below that baseball. So you got water up above this tin thing, and then below that tin, that's keeping the water above from coming down, that tin is keeping the water above from coming down. But underneath that tin, you've got the baseball, and it's still got some water It's still in some water, but it's not submerged. Maybe half of the baseball is out, the other half is in the water. And you call that piece of tin firmament. I wish I could draw a picture for you all could see it. Verse 8, verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and then let it divide, there's division again, let it divide the waters from the waters. And I believe what he's meaning there, the waters above from the waters below. And let's keep reading and you'll see it. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under, there it is, the firmament, from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And watch this. Here we go. And God called the firmament heaven. Called the firmament heaven. So right there, you would think that that is the heaven that God resides in. But I'm here to tell you in the scripture, bear it out. It's a heaven, but that is not the heaven. And there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the heaven of heavens. The heaven of heavens. And we'll get to that as we go, too. That's why I want you to write this down, because I want you to keep it as a nugget on your sheet of paper, because when we get there, you're going to see truth, that what I'm bearing out is telling you. A lot of people don't realize that. They're thinking, when they think of heaven, they think of one place. And there is one place and one heaven where God resides. But the scripture also talks about a couple other heavens, one being the sky, which we look up above. And then there's three heavens. There's the heaven when we look at the sky up above, and then above the sky, when it turns dark, there's outer space. That would be the second heaven. And then the third heaven, which is the heaven of heavens, where God himself resides, is above outer space. Space shuttle, no rocket, nothing we can make on earth can get there. The people on the earth back in the old days started building a tower, and they wanted to build that tower through that. And God had to come down and split their languages, because we would have still been building that tower today and probably been in outer space by now, but still would have not have reached heaven. But we would have made significant progress because we were of one accord. And that's why God had to come down to the earth and split up the languages. You will see that later in Genesis 2 as well. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. All right, there it is again. So the evening and the morning was the first day. Now we said the evening and the morning was the second day. So we also know from this that God can count, because he says one is the first and the next one is the second. See, let's understand who God is, this God we serve. We need to know him. We need to know about him. We need to know him. Not just about him, but know him. And the only way you know him, you develop a relationship with him. But I believe that you should understand his attributes. Understand who he is. So this being now we know can count. He can speak. He can create. He can divide. He can count. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. The dry land appear, and it was so. Now look at that. So we got the earth underwater. We got this firmament that's holding some of the water back above the earth, but we also got some water that the earth is still submerged in below the firmament. So we got a little pocket of air in there, that baseball down there in that glass room. I wish I could show it to you. God is giving me an illustration in my head. I'm seeing it in my head now. And then all of a sudden God says, let this water gather together. So God is pulling some of this water that the earth is in together. The dry land can appear. Remember that baseball that represents the earth is underwater, but it's really land underwater. But in order to really make that land appear, he's got to draw some of that water that's down there together so that the land can appear. It's almost like he put it into little pockets. I would call them oceans and seas and lakes and rivers. Let's keep reading. And God called the dry land earth. There it is. Everything I'm telling you is in the Word. God called the dry land earth. All right? So that tells me right there the earth was underwater. Right? But he called the dry land earth because once he pulled all that water together, the dry land appeared. And God called it dry land earth. That lines up with verse 1, which says he created the heaven and the earth, right? We just saw you. We just saw him describing what he did to create the heaven and the earth. The heaven was the firmament, and the earth was the dry land when he pulled the water together. So he just confirmed verse 1 through all those verses right there. Now, what happens to that water? Let's keep reading. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the water he called seas. Now, today we call them oceans, but they were the same thing. It's a sea or an ocean. You know, some people say, what is it, the Sea of Galilee? And you have some places still call them seas, but seas and oceans, it's a gathering together of that water was submersed under. And I'm going to tell you my theory about that. My theory is almost like baptism. The earth got baptized. You know, when you get baptized, you go under water, but then you come up renewed. See, that baptism is a representation of the dying and the resurrection. I believe God was sharing with us in a sort of a mystery that the earth was going through that. And God called the dry land earth, and they gathered together water he called seas, and God saw. You know, he can see from a verse earlier, he saw that it was good. That's interesting. He saw that it was good. Now, if we go back up to the other verse, what was it? It was in verse, God said, let there be light. That was light. God divided light and God, even in the morning's first day. Well, God said that it was good. But here he says he saw that it was good. Let's just keep going. And God said, that's the second time he didn't say something was good, right? Oh, verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good. But down here in verse 10, it says God saw that it was good. See how it's the same thing? God saw the light that it was good, and he saw what he did with the gathering together of the water of seas, and God saw that it was also good. So we got two things good there, the light and the seas. Excuse me. And God said, God's about to speak again, and we know every time he says something, he sees it, right? He said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together and the dry land appear, and it was so. So we already know there's a pattern here. God says it, then he sees it. God says it, then he sees it. God says it, then he sees it. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. So we know if he said that, we're about to what? See it. There's a pattern going here. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Wait a minute, Lord, what you talking about there now? What you talking about? Okay, let's see, the grass, the herb yielding seed, all right, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was sown. Now, let's think about that for a second to show you the mystery of God and how awesome God is. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. That's interesting. Right after he gathered together the seeds, God says, let's, you know, the earth need to bring forth some grass. God spoke it. So the earth starts producing all this grass, the herb-yielding seed, right? The herb-yielding seed, that's another type of plant, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, who sees it in himself. And I asked God, I said, God, what do you mean after his kind? Well, he said, you can't get an apple from orange seeds, right? This is true. Apple seeds yield apples. Orange seeds yield oranges. Watermelon seeds yield watermelons. Tomato seeds yield tomatoes. Okay. The fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in his self. Here's a mystery. Every fruit has its seed in it. I wish I could see you all's faces now. Every fruit has its own seed in it. That's why, for me personally, I have a problem when I go to a supermarket today and I see seedless watermelons, because that's not natural. That means man has gone in and modified the DNA or done something through genetics or whatever to not allow that piece of fruit to yield seeds. But even seedless watermelons have seed in it. So you can't stop what God created. Now, they don't have as many seeds in it. They have a few seeds, but they can't stop a fruit from having a seed in itself because the word of God is the truth. I don't care what kind of science you have. You're not going to stop the word of God. The word of God is true. This is the only truth there is on the earth. So you better get in this book and begin to understand it and begin to study it and begin to meditate on it because this can change your life. No other book's going to do that. Every fruit has a seed in itself. A lot of people say, well, is it a tomato a fruit or is it a vegetable? Doesn't matter. It's got a seed in itself. I call it a fruit because it's got a seed in itself. Seed is so important to God. Now watch this. The scriptures talk about that God will bless the fruit of a woman's womb. Why does he call that fruit? Because that there's a seed. Watermelons make watermelon seeds make watermelon seeds make oranges, apple seeds make apples. Human seeds make humans. All right? The fruit of her womb. That's the fruit. Fruit has a seed in it. That's the brilliancy of God. See, a lot of times I look at the Bible. Many years ago, I'm going to share this with you all, and I know it's getting late, so I'm going to have to cut this off. Many years ago, I began to study that. I was like, okay, Lord, wait a minute. Now you're talking about fruit and seed. So I got this little, I still got a little chart of it, a little picture of this apple back there. And I found this little picture. I started studying. I looked it up. I was like, oh, I wonder how apple grows. And I got this little picture, and it shows the seed in the ground. It shows the stages after you plant the seed. And I learned something pretty interesting from just doing that. And you all can look this up. It's probably on the Internet now. I did this many years ago when I was studying the Word of God. It fascinated me because I like to tie science to the Bible because all science comes from the Bible. Everything comes from the Bible. Everything. When God said there was nothing that was made that wasn't made by the Word of God, he was not lying. Everything comes from it. So I'm like, okay, let me look at it. So I went out and got a little picture of it, and I was like, okay, hey, he showed me the stages of growing an apple. You put the seed in the ground. You dig the little hole, put the seed in the ground. Of course, we know put fertilizer, water, and let the sunlight come. But here's something interesting about a seed. A seed grows downward before it begins to grow upward. Blew my mind. Got a picture in there. Blew my mind. The seed, the natural seed in the natural, if you could see what was going on underground, you would see that that seed grows downward before it grows upward. What do I mean? When you put that seed in the ground and you cover it up and you water it, fertilize it, it could be weeks before you see a little leaf pop through that ground. And you think ain't nothing going on. Come on now. Help me, Holy Spirit. You think nothing's going on, but I'm here to tell you on the other side of that ground, something is going on. That's the way God is trying to tell you in your life. When you're praying and you believe in God for something, something's going on, but just because you don't see it don't mean he ain't moving and he ain't working. Because even in the natural, when you put that seed on the ground, praise God, I thought about doing this too one day. I was gonna take one of these little plastic things, put some dirt in it, because it's one of those little ant form type things. I had one when I was a child. I used to get fascinated by ants. That's a whole other sermon in itself, because ants are talked about in Proverbs and how diligent they are. But anyway, as long as God even talks about the insects. So everything in that Bible, good God Almighty. Let me here to tell you, if when you see that seed on the other side of that ground, that seed grows down. And I asked God, I said, God, praise God. I said, this, let me tell you what it does. The seed splits open, and then a little leaf pops out on it. And what's interesting is it's something that looks like a leaf. It's a little stem that pops out of it. Excuse me. And that little stem starts growing downward. It ain't growing up. It's growing downward. And it continues to grow down, and then it spreads out. Spreads out. I said, Lord, why did you make it like that? And the Holy Spirit just shared it with me. He said, you know what? Because I need it to be rooted and grounded before it gets manifested. We got to be rooted and grounded in God's word. We're looking for God to do things for us in our life. But God's saying, you know what? I heard your prayer when you first prayed it. God ain't there. He heard your prayer when you first prayed it. If you believe in God for something, you pray to God, God heard it the first day you prayed it. And believe it or not, I believe God answered it that first day. I'm going to just reach out there and say that. But just because you don't see it don't mean it ain't done. See, we believe because we see. But the Word of God says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Come on now. See on the ground, see that seed is growing down. It's getting rooted. It's getting rooted. It's growing the roots first. And by the time it's got a little root system underneath that ground, then it grows upward. It pops that leaf through the ground. And if you try to pull that leaf up, it's going to give you a little resistance. You know why? Because those roots are holding it down to the ground. It ain't going to let you pluck it up easy. That's in the natural. This is God's system. I'm explaining it to you all. Praise God. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit, after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and earth yielding seed, after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. God just explained to you that natural system. So some of you all out there who are farmers, man, I'm here to tell you, boy, if you're a farmer, good God Almighty, that's a powerful occupation. Shepherds and farmers, good God Almighty, praise the Lord. Y'all deal with seeds all day, planting, farming, you know, having to care for those crops. People look down on that profession. That's one of the most important professions it is, because we get our food from it, number one. But number two, we're dealing with seeds. Seeds are so important to God. They're so important to God. Praise God. I'm going to keep going, then I'm going to get ready to end right here. We're going to pick up next week. I'm going to go through this whole thing. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven. And he divided. There's a division again. He divided the day and the night. And let there be light. We went from light to light with an S, plural. In the firmament of the heaven, Remember I told you that firmament was heaven? Now he says, in the firmament of the heaven, let there be light to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. See, that's the stars. That's where we get all our, the signs, the seasons, the days and the years from. And let them be for the light in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. I'm going to finish up right here. And God made two great lights. Here we go. We talked about this earlier. The greater light to rule the day. That's the sun. And the lesser light to rule the night. That's the moon. And God set them. He set them. He literally set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And I'm going to end right there in verse 18. See, there's so much in those first 18 verses of Genesis. Now we understand a little bit about God. We understand that God can create. We understand that God can speak. We understand that God can see. We understand that God can divide. We understand that God has defined the day, the light day, and he has defined the darkness night. We understand that God has defined the firmament as a heaven. We also understand that God caused all of the waters come together, and he called them seas, so that this dry land could appear, and this dry land he called earth. We understand that God caused the ground to bring forth grass and to bring forth fruit. And we also understand that every fruit has a seed in itself. And you can see that even in the natural. Go to any supermarket and pull one of those fruits off the shelf. You cut it long enough, you're going to see the seed in it. That's the same seed that was used to grow that plant. See, that's how you know it had to come from God. Because where did the original seed come from? The first seed that had to be planted to grow that fruit, that had to come from God. Everything comes from God. And we also know that God created a lesser light to rule the night, the moon, and a greater light to rule the day, the sun, and he made the stars also. The stars are also, and you know what I asked God, I said, God, wait a minute, I've been through the whole book now. I ain't seen you say nothing about Pluto or Saturn or Neptune. Well, those are the stars. The stars also represent other planets. Because there's nothing in the Bible about Neptune, Pluto, or Saturn. But there's plenty about the Earth. The Earth is a very special place. A very special place in the heart of God. Things we need to think about as we get in the Word. That's why I want to go through the whole book. Because as you go through the whole book, you'll get so excited. You'll start seeing stories in there of how God talks about the seed. You'll see a story in there where a donkey talked to a man. You'll see a story in there where an angel appeared to someone in a dream. Things that we consider impossible today that were going on back then, it's still going on now. Wait a minute, Lord. I was like, wait a minute. Did this donkey just talk to this man? Did this horse just talk? Yes. We'll see a story in there where the sun didn't set. While the prophet has his hands up, God didn't allow the sun to go down. So get in this book and you'll understand things that you never understood, and you'll see the world in a different way, and God will begin to not only renew your mind, but he'll change your whole life. You'll see things totally different. You'll be like, okay, Lord, everything was created by the word, right? So, I get in a situation or circumstance, I have to find myself in the Bible. God, where did this happen at before? Let me see. I know it's happened before. Because everything you're going to do, you've already done. So I'm turning the pages like, Holy Spirit, show it to me. Show it to me. Okay, there it is. There it is right there. Right. So what do I need to do, Lord God, you know, in this situation or circumstance? Find yourself in the Word because you're in there. Your situation, your circumstance is in there. If I could, I mean, this is something that Lord lay on my heart, but I'm telling you right now, I would take this whole Bible, I would put every situation, circumstance that I've experienced can get answers. I'd be like, well, when this happened to me, I prayed about it, and the Lord sent me over here to Jeremiah chapter 17, and I began to read it, and what he was telling me through this is this. So I took these steps, you know. I'm going to give you a concrete example on this last thing, too. The Word of God says, pray for those who are in authority over you so you may lead in quiet and peaceful life. I've said this before, and I remember I gave you guys this example, but for those of you who have never heard it before, I had a situation many years ago with my boss. I don't know what his problem was, but he was tripping. He was having a hard day for whatever reason, and it was irritating me. Just keeping it on real talk, getting real irritated. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what's going on with him, but I'm about to go in the flesh on him. God said to walk in the spirit so you won't feel the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh at that time wanted to say some things and do some things to this man because he was getting on my last nerve. So God said, well, the reason you don't have no peace. I said, you know, I don't have no peace. I'm about to put him in pieces. The reason you ain't got no peace because you ain't praying for him. What do you mean praying for him? Remember my word, I told you to pray for those in authority over you. I've allowed him to be put in authority over you. I have allowed him to be put in authority over you. Okay, Lord. Why'd you do that? I've allowed him to be put in authority over you. That's all you need to know. Maybe I'm trying to teach you how to pray for those that are difficult to deal with. Pray for those in authority over you. Why? So that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. So if I'm not praying, I ain't going to have no peace. That's a very practical thing to do. And I said, well, Lord, I don't want to pray for him. If anything, I'm going to be praying the wrong way. No, I need you to pray for him to keep your heart clear. See? A lot of times we think we're praying for them, but God says through your prayers, you are going to benefit too because your heart's got some weeds in it. You're starting to feel some kind of way. Then you're going to start acting some kind of way. I don't need you to do that. I need you to get in my word and do what my word says to do. We don't live by our emotions. We live by the word of God. But a lot of us, sometimes we're going to get into our emotional state. Now, God gave us those emotions. He created those emotions for a reason, but we've got to learn to use them the right way. Kind of like taking a hammer and nailing a screw in something. You don't use a hammer on a screw. You use a screwdriver on a screw. You use a hammer on a nail. You're using the wrong tool. God says get the right tool and you'll get the results. You use the wrong tool, you didn't get no results. You can bang that screw all your day, and this ain't going to bend it or break it. But it's not going where it needs to go because it wasn't meant to be nailed in. It was meant to be screwed in. So you got the wrong tool. But God says get the right tool. The right tool is prayer. Start praying for it. Start praying for it. And I'm telling you, I saw results. The more I prayed, my heart got clear. I stopped feeling all that animosity and anger and frustration on him. And then God began to change his heart. He started apologizing to me, saying, you know, I just had a tough day. I said, oh, I figured you did. Something was going on. But I wasn't feeling that at the time. I'm just keeping it real. I wasn't feeling that at the time. But see, we got to use the right tools. So that's what God is saying. Get into this word. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for showing us this. Thank you for teaching us this. Thank you that now we kind of get an understanding a little bit about who you are. And as we continue to stay in this word, Lord God, we're going to learn more and more about you. And the more we learn about you and the more we learn who you are, the more we understand you, we'll draw even closer to you. We'll come to realize, Lord God, that you love us so unconditionally. And even in creation, we'll understand things about the earth and about nature and about man and how things operate. And I believe, Lord God, as we get that understanding and get that renewal of our minds, we will draw even closer to you. And, Father, we thank you. Now, if there's somebody on this line right now who haven't given their life to Christ, everything I just said to you made no sense. It's probably like I kind of understood a little bit of what he's saying, but some of this stuff is not making sense. God wants you to be born again. You've got to give your life to Christ. And how do you do that? You give your life to Christ. You pray a simple prayer, and you commit, and you submit your life to Christ. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And that's where you get saved. And I'm going to show you that, and we can pray this in a prayer. I want you all to turn. Let's see if here we are going to go to the book of Romans. 1 second. And we're going to close out with this. For those of you all who are not born again, I want you to pray a prayer. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. We're going to start there. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. I want you to pray this as a prayer. See, one thing I say, you pray the word of God back to him. Powerful prayers come directly from the word, from the scriptures. So you can pray this prayer with me, and this is the way we would do it. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I confess. Look at verse 9. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me. Verse 10. For you said, Father, that with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Pray that prayer. This is your prayer of salvation. Once you've given your life to Christ, things are going to change. You belong to God then. The next thing I want you to do is to get a Bible. Get a Bible. And also find a church, or you just keep coming back to PNN line and listening to the scriptures and the word, and also read your Bible. And before you read your Bible, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You say, well, a simple prayer, teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. You say that prayer, and then you begin to read. And as you read, take your time. Take your time and stop. Now, it's going to seem kind of crazy if you stop and say, I wonder what that means. And you can talk to the Holy Spirit just like you're talking to me. I know it's going to feel kind of weird because you're going to think, oh, well, am I losing my mind? Am I crazy? I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. But God's going to begin to answer those prayers because you need to realize and recognize how real he is. You ain't going to hear no voice or nothing like that. You may get an inspiration on the inside of you that says, this is what that means. You ain't going to hear a voice. I correct you. You ain't going to hear a voice. I thank God, once again, you'll get an insight in your mind, something will pop in your head to say, this is what this means. Or, I wonder if it means this. But you continue to do that every day. And just do it. I mean, if you don't have an hour, take 15 minutes. Take 10 minutes. Take some time to spend time with the Word of God. I don't care how small. Start out small and just let it grow. God will honor even the very few minutes you spend with him. It'll change your whole day. So for those of you who all prayed that prayer, praise God. Welcome to the family. And I'm going to end this right now. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for those who accepted the invitation to follow you. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that they will hear your voice. I pray, Lord God, that even in the times that it's difficult, they will submit themselves to you and spend 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever the case may be, Lord God. I pray that they begin to operate and do what you are telling them to do, and that you will continue to not only bless them, but change their lives forever. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord.
Praise God.
Praising. Praise the Lord, man of God. We don't see anybody on the platform. Amen. We don't see anybody on the platform tonight.
But okay.
Keep not our hearts burned tonight. Amen. You offered salvation, man of God. Did you want to open the platform for anybody for prayer? Amen. Glory to God. If so, amen. We want to give you space for that right now.
Yes. If any of you all would like prayer for anything, please come on the platform now and speak, and I will pray for you.
Lord God, press *6 and come on over. Press *6. Amen. Nobody's coming over. Amen, Jesus.
Okay, well, praise God.
Go ahead, man, God.
No, I was like, praise God. You know, and God knows all things. And I'm just grateful for just the opportunity to come on this platform and begin to speak and minister. I know the last few weeks you all had such an awesome conference. I tuned into that a couple of nights, and it really just blessed me. So I am so grateful for just this opportunity, and I'm thankful for everything that he's doing. And I just wanted to say that. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it was awesome. We thank God, amen, that he just unctioned us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord bless, and I tell you, 6 people gave their lives to the Lord during that revival.
Praise God.
Just
praise
great
God.
Lord, and that's just equivalent to one soul a night, because we were there for 6 days. So 6 souls on a night. So we say, God be praised. So we give
the
God
glory. Yeah.
We give God praise for that, and we're just so grateful. And I just want to thank you, man of God, for such a beautiful word, for just really taking time and gleaning from the word, that we could savor it, that we could eat it, that we can look into it. And we just give God thanks and praise for you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We know your dominant gift, amen, is teaching. And I tell you, you do an awesome job. You know, and we
thank
look
God.
Forward to kind of sitting down, listening, taking time. And it's really like breaking bread. You know, you break a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
You break a little bit, you eat a little bit. You break a little bit, a little bit. You know, you're not in a hurry. So mm-hmm. We just give God thanks and praise for this word on tonight. I tell you, Genesis, it makes you, like you say, you won't even look the word the same way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Once you begin to take it piece by piece, you cannot see it the same anymore. So we thank
you
for what he's done tonight. Amen. For what he's done tonight. what has come into our hearing tonight, this word, people of God. I just thank God, like I said, just really appreciating the gift and the gifting, the gift that God has put within you. And I know that the people of God are blessed. I know it. I know it. I know they are. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I tell you, every round goes higher and higher. So we give God thanks and we praise him on tonight again for you, man of God, for the word, for this word on tonight. And people of God, as always, we want to let you know that you can get a copy. You most certainly can. Just text us at 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you may reach out to us via WhatsApp, reach out to us. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. People of God, we also want to make an announcement. Amen. We need to start putting the announcement out that we are migrating over to YouTube. We're migrating over to YouTube. We still have all in here form, but we are migrating over to YouTube. Amen. So to be with us. Continue. A lot of these speakers that we've seen here on tonight, amen, as we get our YouTube page put up, amen, we hope to have their pictures so that we can have that thumbnail so that people will know, amen, they'll be able to see who has ministered the word. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we're excited about that. We are excited. We're excited.
Yes.
I don't forget, again, on July, amen, Jesus, we'll be having our third anniversary celebration. Come on, people of God, come on, get your tickets and get ready to come, amen, for the Lord would do great things. And so we're so grateful for it. We are preparing for it. And people of God, we want to see you there. We want to see your face in the place. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and carpool with somebody. Amen. Go ahead and get yourself ready. Come on, because, again, the Lord is about to do some great things. Amen. Glory be to God. So get ready, people of God. Get ready. Come and be with us. Amen. We're expecting you. Amen. Glory to God. We're expecting you, amen, to be there with us. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him again. We thank him. Glory be to God. We thank him for we appreciate him so for all that he's done. We appreciate him so, people of God. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but if we truly had 10,000 tongues, it really still would not be enough for the great things that the Lord has
Amen.
Done. And glory to God. So we bless him tonight. And man of God, we bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise again on the night. We thank you for this precious word. Father, we thank you for the sore on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless him now. Bless the hands that prepared the word on tonight. Father, bless them as only you can, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to bless his going out. Bless his coming in, we do pray. Bless his business, God, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, have your way. Have your way in his life. Have your way, Master. Have your way, glory to God, in everything that concerns him. And we're thanking you on tonight for his willing heart. We're thanking you on tonight for his willing spirit. Glory to God, we say, you have your way, Father. You have your way in the midst of your servant, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you bless him. Father, bless him. Immensely we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless his going out. Bless his coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
Father, we thank you. Cause your face now to shine upon your servant. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise, Father, as you hide us behind your precious cross and cover us in your shed blood. We do forbid backlash of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen. Glory
amen.
To God. Amen. Glory to God. People, God, listen. We want to invite you to be back here with us on tomorrow night. Invite. Amen. Be back with us. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for the great things that he has done. And we're expecting you to be back with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night and every night, we're expecting you to be there. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN. As we've always said, you got to break into their schedules. You got to break into their schedules. Amen. So we bless God on tonight for the break. We bless God on tonight for those that shall come and be blessed at this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So, man of God, at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you for other remarks and for the blessed time.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you, each and every one of you. May the Lord shine his face upon you in everything that you do. Continue to praise and glorify God in all that you do. And continue to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Don't forget, if you'd like to have a copy, simply reach out to us at either one of those numbers. And we will get it to you as quickly as possible. Amen. God bless you tonight.
Amen.
We love you. We look to see you, people of God, on the next divine appointment. Blessings to you now. Amen.
Amen.
Goodbye.